At the movies this week, we'll discover the world's richest man and his missing grandson. Thanks for joining me for another Real Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer from nightsandweekends.com. When Ridley Scott releases a new movie, people generally pay attention. After all, he's directed movies like Alien and Gladiator. But his latest film, All the Money in the World, earned a different kind of buzz for its last-minute recasting in the midst of scandal, and it earned award season buzz in the process. All the Money in the World begins with the kidnapping of 16-year-old John Paul Getty III, played by Charlie Plummer, in 1973. Though his grandfather is the richest man in the world, industrialist J. Paul Getty, played by Christopher Plummer, Paul's mother Gail, played by Michelle Williams, has separated herself from her ex-husband's family and their fortune. She doesn't have the $17 million ransom, and Paul's notoriously stingy grandfather refuses to help. And as Gail begins months of negotiations with the kidnappers, Getty sends a former CIA agent, Mark Wahlberg's Fletcher Chase, to investigate. Now, according to the Bible, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And that's certainly the case here. All the Money in the World is a mind-boggling story that all comes down to money. Of course, the talk of the film is Christopher Plummer, who stepped in to replace Kevin Spacey in the already completed project less than 2 months before its scheduled release. Plummer's performance is remarkably layered, showing Getty as a cold and miserly old man who sacrificed everything for money. At the same time, though, he's not entirely sinister. He has his charms, too, and he gives the film its greatest moments. The rest of the film, meanwhile, is beautifully shot, but not necessarily exceptional, and the scenes without Plummer aren't nearly as fascinating as the ones with him. But is it worth cashing in with this controversial real-life crime thriller? It is. The story surrounding All the Money in the World definitely gives it a kind of tabloid-worthy appeal. It isn't the most powerful film of the year, but even if you choose to see it solely because of Plummer's 11th-hour performance, you won't be disappointed by this tale of greed and family. It gets a B. And finally this week, our real quick discovery. When the decision was made to reshoot Kevin Spacey's scenes in All the Money in the World, Christopher Plummer was an easy choice to take over. Plummer had already read the script, and he was reportedly Scott's first choice before the studio chose to go for more star power with Spacey. Well, that's it for another Real Discovery. For more reviews and updates on the latest films, including more real-life adaptations like Darkest Hour and Molly's Game, visit realdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. Until next week, take some time to catch a movie or two. You never know what you might discover.